Elastic Superhero Collection, each sold separately. Elastic Plastic Man.
You can tie them in a bind and watch as they unwind.
Elastic Superman.
You can pull them, you can bend them, even have a tug of war.
Elastic Batman.
No matter how you stretch them, they keep coming back for more.
Elastic Plastic Man, Elastic Batman, and Elastic Superman, each sold separately by Mego.
Okay, we all cheer. And right now, I'm cheering for a break right now. Lindsay's getting a little tuckered, and I had that coffee back there, so I'm kind of buzzed. I'm all buzzed feeling, so we will continue comic book, radio, theater, and I'm not even going to bother putting that background music on. Okay. We've been reading to you Superman, number 344, came out at you in February of 1980. And Lindsay, I gotta say it. I like the way you portrayed the psychic woman. I like that. We didn't even practice that. Just like how you did it right off the cuff like that. And yes, your Lois Lane is great, and also your Frankenstein, wonderful. Hopefully I'm doing as good too. We continue comic book radio theater. We are reading to you Superman number 344 of February of 1980. And hey, when we come to a stop, we'll play you music that was out there in the winter of 1980. New music for your ears at that time was Bette Midler, the theme song to a movie she was in. Wonderful. The song Smells Like a Rose. That's my clue. We'll also hear from Christopher Cross, Linda Ronstadt, and Bob Seger. That's who I'll do. Okay, that's what they'll do. Okay, throw away your notes. Get the comic book again. And, yeah. Me and Lindsay are gonna, you know, ready, set, go. And we're gonna do more comic book reading with you. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll continue reading you some Superman. All right. We did this all right here at the University of Winnipeg. It's incredible. All this radio that happens here. Thank you for tagging along with us. Yes, thank you. All the way. Thanks. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
Whatever the girl has felt before, she will never feel anything again.
Dracula, you are!
Yes, the mortal. Yes, you mortal, the creature Frankenstein has you now in his grips.
He can't hold me, Dracula, and you know that.
He won't need to, Superman. Not after I drink deeply of your blood. And become invincible.
So you're after me now, not Cassandra Kraft. That makes it easier somehow.
Superman throws Frankenstein into Dracula and throws them both into a stone wall.
You misunderstood, Superman. I have forgot. I have not forgotten Cassandra Kraft.
Frankenstein throws Superman through a window and stone wall. Frankenstein is now choking with his hands, choking Superman with his hands, and on top of him.
I have simply decided that your power is worth adding to my own. Then I shall slay Cassandra Kraft, and no mortal alive will be able to be a danger to me.
That's easier said than done, Dracula. Especially when my heat vision can startle your pet monster Frankenstein into breaking his hold on me. To keep himself from burning up, say good night, Frankenstein. That's a good little monster. Now, bye bye.
You have defeated the monster Frankenstein, Superman, but not the master. No, gaze into my eyes. Gaze into my eyes deeply now. And while you stand there, helpless, hypnotized, I shall draw your life's blood from you. And you shall become my undead slave.
Barely, but just enough. What?
What? You still move! Enough to take out a child's balloon! You fool!
Not a fool. Simply up to date, Dracula. And gambling that if you can't stand sunlight, this will give me the edge I need.
Superman uses his heat vision on the helium balloon.
An artificial miniature sun created by super pressure and heat vision working on a hydrogen balloon. The same way real suns are created.
Want a respite, Superman? But no victory! There is no way you can stop me, no way you can hold me!
Perhaps not. But my way will suffice, will it not?
The Phantom Stranger!
Good evening, Superman. Thank you for doing my task for me, or much of it at that rate.
No, no, not again! You can't! You can't!
Can't! Can't implies the impossible, you foul one! And as we both know, what has been done before may be done again!
Phantom Stranger puts his cloak over Frankenstein and Dracula.
And they're gone! They're gone, just like that! If they were ever really here, they are no longer Superman. They have been returned to their only world where they truly belong, the world of nightmares.
Superman, what's going on? Is it safe to come out?
Yes, Lois, yes. And Cassandra Kraft, you can come out now too. There's someone here you'll want to thank.
Where, Superman?
Huh? What? He's gone. I'm afraid he's gone. Sorry, ladies.
Don't be, Superman. I've learned to settle for the warmth of the sunrise without waiting for the return of someone I once met and lost in a dream.
Next issue. Gary Conway takes over as the regular scripter in one of the most amazing Superman stories ever told. As the whole world goes into reverse, when time ran backwards. Next issue, December 6th. It's a date!
You have just listened to a reading of Superman, number 344, February, the year 1980.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say
dream afraid of waking, that never. Hey, this is Kim from the History Department. You're listening to CKUW.
Can do miracles, just to wait and see. this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
I lost my way. There were oh so many
And I'm speeding back here like the wind. I just helped Lindsay back to her car. Gave her a big hug for such a good performance. Anyway, made me feel excellent. Hopefully you are feeling excellent as well. It's like, what is it? It's like 3:30. No. Yeah. 3:36, somewhere around there. That's the time if you're looking for it. Right now, this time, in this moment, I will read to you Captain Canuck, number 8. It was put out there in March of 1980, so we're staying in 1980 here. Now, a little bit about Captain Canuck. Maybe you didn't know this, but the character was made by a Winnipegger named Richard Comley. And the significance of Captain Canuck is that it was the first comic book hit that was purely from Canada, about a Canadian superhero, from a Canadian comic book company. It was the first hit, successful comic book in Canada since World War II, since the 1940s. And you could still see Captain Canuck as a character, as a superhero in the comic books. It's a different company than it originally started off with, but it's still out there, and there's some like short cartoons of it on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and look for Captain Canuck, you'll see some pretty slick looking cartoons to watch, recollect, get into. All right, let's do Captain Canuck. All right, the Tom Evans, that's the alter ego. Okay, well, I'm raring to go. I can't wait to do this. I'm a proud Canadian, so I want to do well. So, when I take my breaks from Captain Canuck number 8, back in March of 1980, there was brand new music from Anne Murray and a young Bryan Adams. He was just getting a start. Do that, and you know something? I'm gonna go all the way through with this one. No breaks. Nah. So you'll also hear from Red Rider, Tom Cochran singing with Red Rider, the song White Hot. We'll hear that. I remember my dad really liked this band. He had like the band t-shirt and everything like that. I remember that. He'd go to their concerts. We'll also hear from Hamilton, Ontario. The lead singer of this band, Frankie Venom. He's like a folk hero out in Hamilton. I speak of Teenage Head. We'll hear from them. And then finally, Triumph. Triumph. Rick Emmert and his band. Okay. So, Anne Murray, Bryan Adams, Red Rider, Teenage Head, and Triumph. We'll play all that for you as I go and do my reading. Get into it. Do my reading of Captain Canuck number 8, originally published for the whole world to see in March of 1980. All right, I want to set up my keyboard a bit. All right, that's cool. All right, this is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for joining us.
can't help it. And I just want to make love to you because you're mine. I can't help it. I can't help it.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Come, Mark. Winter begins to loosen its icy grip in the mountains. Our story begins here with this man, Tom Evans, who moves so eagerly towards a place he has never before seen. Although he is known to millions and millions as the Canadian superhero, Captain Canuck. Only wants to be free from that duty and to be just Tom Evans. News headlines around the world.
occurred in Canadian history took place today off the Labrador coast over the Christmas season. CSIS General Thon released the news in Ottawa today, saying the news could not be released earlier because of international conflict. Number of leading drug dealers from all over North America was led by the world-famous CSIS agent, Captain Canuck, who was not available for comment.
And that's the way it's going to stay for a few months, I do hope. Evan soon arrives at a small ranch house to be greeted by his brother Mike and his brand new sister-in-law, Mike's new wife, Sasha. Tom Evans thinks to himself as his car goes towards Mike and Sasha. Mike, he's walking! He's walking!
It's sure good to see you, Tom!
Mike, you're amazing! You said you had a surprise, but I never dreamt that.
The doctors are still wondering how he does it.
They don't know about the healing powers of a very cute wife.
Sure, sorry I had to miss the wedding, Sasha.
Mike, explain, Tom. I understand. Mike, I've got to go back inside and finish up the lunch.
Call us when it's ready, honey. I'll show Tom around the yard.
Out here and seeing the two of you, Mike. You've got a great woman there, I can see that. How did you explain my not making it to the wedding to her?
I didn't tell her any stories. No, I didn't. I told her it was high security work you do and that I couldn't talk about it. But you'll have to know sooner or later, Tom. You'll have to.
I know, Michael. But can it wait a few more months? Besides, things have changed. I'm only taking missions now that I'm really needed for. Now on, I'm on call from CSIS and Earth Patrol. CSIS won't be using me for a PR tool anymore. They can contact me when they need to, but I make the final decision.
I hope that isn't for a month or two. Got a lot of work to do on this place.
Well, let's have a look at what we've got for our money, partner.
We've got it for a good price because it does need work. Come on in. Meet our helper, Art.
Looking after the place till it was sold. He's agreed to stay on till we get it all fixed up.
Hello, Mr. Evans.
Mike!
good to have you with us, Art.
Come along, Tom. Right after lunch, I'll show you the whole spread.
Later that afternoon. Mike, this is great. You've really found a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Wait till you see the creek. A spot that will make for great summertime swimming. I figure by the end of the first year, we'll have 10 brood mares and 2 stallions.
What are you bringing in these horses you've already bought?
They'll be delivered next month.
Later that evening.
Tom, that sure is an expensive-looking communications unit you've got there that you and Mike are bringing in.
It's my crazy job. The boss likes to know he can always get in touch with me at all times.
We were kids. Tom and I wanted to be Mounties together. And we did that. We were. Then we were in Ceases together until I got hit hard. Now we're here. Funny, isn't it?
Mike, I haven't seen Art all evening. What does he do?
He went into town. Keeps to himself a lot. If you ask me, he's kind of creepy.
You think Art is creepy, huh?
Why do you say that, eh? Well...
Meanwhile, not far away, in a forest covered.
That thing's gonna hit in 2 weeks. What will we do with them, then? Why can't you abandon the place when I told you to?
But Art, he closed the deal an hour before I could get there. You told me there was no one even interested. In 2 weeks, they're gonna wish there never were. You are listening to a reading of Captain Canuck, number 8, March, the year 1980.
I've been looking at people. They change with the times, and lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Well, maybe it's me that's gone crazy, 'cause I can't understand why. Lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't mean you the key. And it's not my way to let them lead me astray. It's only that I want to believe. But I see love-hungry people trying their best to survive, while in their hands is a dying romance, and they're not even trying to keep it alive. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together?
Now return to Captain Canuck, number 8, March 1980. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. Mike, I haven't seen Art all evening. Where does he go to?
He went into town. He keeps to himself a lot. If you ask me, he's kind of creepy.
You think Art is creepy, eh? What? Why do you say that, eh?
Well.
Meanwhile, not far away, in a forest,